Oh, and there are so many fall adventures as we broadcast from the Traverse City Tourism Office. And this whole program is brought to you by our friends in the Traverse City Tourism. And if you want information, there's a perfect place to go, TraverseCity.com. It doesn't get any easier than that, TraverseCity.com. I go there. I'm pressing things here. I've got coming up, we'll talk about the top five things to do in Traverse City. We've got the Fall Color Tour Guide. Which our next guest, Mike Kent, told me is on that line, that same place that you want to go and check out at TraverseCity.com, and a whole bunch of other information. Mike Kent, Public Relations Manager, Traverse City Tourism. Nice to see you. Thanks for dinner last night.
Oh, wasn't that great? It was just absolutely wonderful. We were at Stella's, and the food was fantastic. The service was wonderful, and just really unique. And, you know, Paul, really, that's a part of experiencing Traverse City this time of year. We have so much culinary talent in this area. A town this size of about 19,000, we have no right having if it weren't for the fact that we've got this glorious bay out here that if people can live any place in the world that they want to live, they choose to live here. And we see that within the culinary talent that people have been classically trained at major restaurants. And they bring their talent here, and we see that in so many different ways. And you experienced that with us last night,
right.
Just part of what this area offers. But you are here at one of the most glorious times of the year.
Oh, there's no question about it. And it's just gotten better as the days. I've been on the road 9 days, I think. It just has gotten better as each day comes to us. And I'm looking forward to the drive back home. Later today, and I know I'm going to see color I didn't see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But there's plenty of time.
And you talked about it earlier. It changes by the day.
Yeah.
You know, I work in this wonderful place where I get to overlook Grand Traverse Bay every day, and it never gets old to me. And we will every day start seeing more and more and more color. And like the next 2-3 weeks, it'll just be an explosion of color. And your listeners, if they've never experienced a Northern Michigan fall, this is a great time to do it.
It is a great time to do it. You're not too early. You're not too late for the colors. And I'm happy to hear, Mike, in just kind of getting to know you and your lovely wife yesterday and then now today as well. I really believe you that you don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. My biggest fear when I meet people who live amongst unbelievable beauty, like right here, overlooking Grand Traverse Bay, is that they don't see it anymore.
I think my colleagues get a little bit tired of me because it's very common that I'm going, and we live here. We don't have to take that drive like you have to do today to go back to the Detroit area.
Right, I had to take
we
the drive.
We live here, right. And it is available to us every day. And, you know, that's really the wonderful thing for your audience, which is, okay, you don't live here. Maybe you want to, but you don't live here. But we're just a few hours away on with a car, and it's easy access. And you know, we talked about, you know, gas prices going up, and like, did that impact our economy here? Not really, because we're a tank drive away. And yes, even if costs went up a little bit, you know, okay, so maybe you don't go out to dinner every time, you know.
Well, it's well worth it. I mean, this is one of those achievable trips for anyone within the sound of our voice.
Yeah, and Paul, this time of year, when you hop on M22 and you do the fall color tour or go up the old Mission Peninsula and stop off at some wineries that are just absolutely glorious. You sit at Chateau Chantel, and I know you're going to have Marie on later.
Yeah.
And you look at both bays from their perspective. It doesn't get any better than that.
No. And thankfully, we visited there. And it's just fabulous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people always talk about, well, that people don't always talk about, but I've heard people say, I want to go out to Napa Valley. I want the wine tour and all that. That's fabulous. But we do have one right here in Michigan.
We do. And
several.
Traverse Wine Coast, we have over 40 wineries. I deal with writers from literally around the world. And not too long ago, I had a writer contact me and said, I hope you guys are ready to sell a lot of wine to people in California because of all the fires and all the smoke damage. We don't have that. We have the temperate climate that is provided courtesy of Lake Michigan. And
there are no sharks in Lake Michigan. Just wanted to point it out.
You know, we have the whale tours. just kidding. The freshwater whale should start running. In the next week or two.
I can't understand it, folks. Just yesterday, we saw several pods of whales.
Just to make sure your audience knows, we're joking.
Yes, of course. I think they know. Yeah. I know they know. But there is so much to see and do, and there is the wine tour, and there's probably a hops beer tour. Before you know it, there may be a marijuana tour in Michigan.
Yeah, it's coming.
We keep the feds out. But there's so much to see and do. And when I look here at the top five things to do in Traverse City, Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, the wine tasting you talked about, the microbreweries we mentioned, the fine dining. And there really is really fine dining here, much better than you deserve, given the size. I hope that sounds what I mean.
It's absolutely true. I mean, you would not expect that. It goes back to what I said earlier. You wouldn't expect that talent.
Totally.
So let's talk about a couple of new things that are here, too.
All right.
Okay, so Crystal Mountain Resort has a brand new bike trail system where you actually take your bike up on the chairlift that is normally used for winter skiing, and then you go down 6 different trails that they established over this last year, anywhere from a black diamond to a green trail. And imagine, I have been on this trail, and I think I told you last night, yes, I did my face plant on the trail, and I did it before Joe Biden did his. Okay, just for the record.
Okay. All right.
But imagine going at the top of the ski hill with the fall colors all around you, and then taking the trail down, and you don't have to ride the bike up.
Yeah, isn't that? See, there's you didn't. That's the best part for me.
Yeah.
Is that they bring the bike up and then you ride down.
Yeah.
Oh, that just seems to be so civilized.
Yes,
it makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you for your help, Mike.
Absolutely.
Kent, Public Relations Manager, Traverse City Tourism. We're just off to the side of Grand Traverse Bay, and we're in the Traverse City Tourism office. And you can find out information that you need, that you want. Information you didn't even know you needed or wanted at TraverseCity.com. TraverseCity.com. This is a perfect time to enjoy this part of the world. Make sure you get the fall color tour guide. You're just in time to enjoy that. And you still have maybe 3 weeks of good color.
About three weeks. Probably about that. It's all dependent on the weather.
All right. We continue on WJR.